A new melacha, choyvel, wounding. To do a wound to an animal or to a person, any living being, is awesome in a Torah. What is the reason? The Samachloikas are showing him. Rashi says the reason is because you're doing the Tilas Neshama. It's a told from the Tilas Neshama. The Tilas Neshama means to go and kill. So you don't have to kill and kill him from life to death. Taking out blood is considered tolda from killing. You're taking out something which the living is living on it. A person lives, a person and a being, an animal lives on the blood. So if you take out the blood, you're taking away a part of its life. Therefore, it's a tolda from Netilas Neshama, according to Rashi, to go and take out blood. According to the Rambam, it's a different reason, because you're doing a melechas disha. You're doing a melacha from disha, means to take away the blood from where it was born, kilu, where it was grown, where its life is. Where it's there with the person, it comes, it's made by the person, therefore by the animal. Therefore, taking it away is a melacha from disha, according to the Rambam. Achshav, like any other melacha, you need to have accomplished something with your melacha. If a person doesn't have any accomplishment with what he did, he's not going to be awesome in Atoya. Therefore, also with taking blood, the person has to go and do something positive in order to be chayav. So what could it be positive? If he needs the blood, it's positive. Or he wants to go and take out the blood for some reason that disturbs him. Therefore, it's also something positive. If a person goes and gives a wound to somebody in order to go, make sure that he will be able to go and take away his kaas, his anger, the Mishnah Berurah once got suffered. Maybe that also some accomplishment. There's another raid, if it's melacha shen tzricha lo gufa. Is it a melacha, the third melacha is when you need the blood. Is it considered a melacha tzricha lo gufa? Then, but the Tosfos does say, a person wants to make a wound, he wants to take out the blood, therefore it's considered a melacha tzricha lo gufa. Upon him, there is cases which you would be over min atriya if you take out blood. If you make a wound. Lama dalet. Also, it's not allowed to take out blood from any animal, any living being, whether it's an animal or a person, because you're doing choyvel, you're doing a wound. It's considered a choyvel, called choyvel, making a wound. What is the reasoning? Some people say it's told from Netilas Nesham, from killing. That blood is considered taking out a part of his life. You take out a bit of blood, you're taking out a part of his life. You are taking away the blood from where it was grown, which is the melacha from Dosh. Lamed hey, achoyv ba'alechayim boifun shliyotz mimenu dam ela nitzra mitachat la'or. Hay ze bechlal is achoyv. A person who goes and makes a wound, in the way the blood didn't come out of the wound, it stays there, but it's underneath the skin. So that's the reason why one sees it in colors, because it's already come out from the place where it was joined before. So meanwhile, you've taken it out from the place which was joined before, it is considered already a melacha, because you've taken it out from the place it was born. So if it says melacha dosh according to the Rambam, or according to the Rashi, the melacha is from Netilas Neshama, you've already disconnected it to the place where it was born, where it was usable. Therefore, it is considered a melacha from Chayvel, even if the dom did not come out yet. Or if a person did a wound to somebody else, he gives a smack or a bang to somebody else, then if it is a hard enough smack that is, or anything like that, which will automatically be certain is going to take out blood and make a wound, then he is doing it psikreishe, it's chayiv on Shabbos. If it's not in a way that it is certainly going to take out and make a wound, therefore it is not going to be a melacha. It's not going to be a melacha because it's davar sheinu miskaven. Davar sheinu miskaven is mutar on Shabbos. But the kat dam, a person does a But he can. He goes and takes out for so to go and look and test a blood test. Amolchi dam nosef bedikas dam. Ha'izu melacha gemura. The person goes and does a blood test. He goes and takes out blood in order to do a blood test. It is a proper melacha. Why? Because he needs the blood. That's the worst of everything. Because he's not only wanting the blood to come out, he needs the blood. Therefore, it's a melacha tzricha l'gufa. He needs the blood. He's not doing it without something which is not advantageous. He's doing something which is advantageous. He wants the blood. And he's doing it for a good reason to use the blood. Therefore, it's a melacha gemura. It's a big, big problem. Unless a person is in a matzah from sakana, then he's allowed to do it. To do it with a non-Jew, you're allowed to do it for anybody who is in a geida from, called a choila shenofa lamishkov. Any choila which fell to bed is allowed to go and do with a non-Jew. Therefore, if you've got a choila who has fallen into bed, or in such a darga, in such a degree called choila shenofa lamishkov, they can't go further, then we allow him to do it. It's a drabonon from Amir la'akum. Therefore, you're allowed to tell a goy to go and take a blood test for him.